powerful cold front with tornadoes and severe thunderstorms moving across the southeast. It's beginning to push some storms into our area. I'll show you where that first cell is headed.
It is going to be a messy morning commute. You're looking live at I-40 near Durham. We're going to check in with the WRAL Breaking News Tracker for a look at what you're running into on the roads.
Tense moments on the campus of North Carolina Central as a shooting in a residence hall prompts a lockdown.
My first thought was like, what do I do?
The questions we're pressing to get answered this morning after the active shooter alert.
And the Wolfpack heading to the Final Four today. Fans invited to send them off. Just ahead, I'll explain all the excitement as we are just inching closer and closer to game day.
It is 6 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. It is a jam-packed news day, but our top story is the weather out there. It is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We'll get you prepared for it. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. We can hear it on the roof right now, the rain coming down. We're seeing it on just about every camera out there on the WRAL Live Cam Network. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center has looked at radar, too. Pretty impressive.
It is. We're finally starting to see the bulk of the rain spreading across most of the viewing area. Parts of the I-95 corridor aren't wet yet, but it is coming your way in short order. Let's zoom in right here close to the triangle. We've had this cell develop. So far, no severe thunderstorm warnings along with it, but you're going to see this band of heavy rain and lightning. It's getting ready to move into Fuquay Varina, heading into Apex right now, up toward the airport, eventually Chapel Hill and Durham. So again, some heavy rain, some gusty winds with that particular cell, but not yet at severe criteria. We'll head down to the south. Here's the next cell that's moving closer to Rayford. That's going to start to push in also across the Sandhills and toward the Triangle area in the next hour or so. What we're looking at today with our WRAL Weather Alert Day is the potential for damaging winds, large hail, and isolated tornadoes. This storm has a history of producing all of those and a good bit of damage across the Midwest and parts of the South. For us, it is a level 2 risk for severe storms for today. Our best chance of severe weather is going to be a little later on this morning into the middle to latter part of the afternoon. Let's take a look at Futurecast. It's definitely going to be a very messy commute. The rain is going to be steady to heavy as we get through the next several hours. You can see here at 6 a.m., at 7 a.m., and at 8 a.m., right through the heart of the morning commute. It may taper off then a little bit before lunchtime, and then after lunchtime, we may have a lot of cells that pop up between, say, noon and 3 or 4 o'clock, and here we'll have the best chance of seeing severe storms. So it may be later this afternoon that we see the strongest of these storms. So storms likely this morning, heavy rain, plan for some extra time. Keep it tuned here, especially check in right before you head out the door. Brian will show you what the roads are looking like. Severe storms possible this afternoon until around 4 o'clock, and then our severe threat will end and our temperatures will start to drop. I'll show you what we're expecting for the rest of the week coming up in just a little bit. Brian?
6:02 right now. We're going to take a live look at Cary, I-40 at Harrison Avenue, where we've got the rain coming down. You can see the wet roads out there. It's going to be a nasty morning commute for all of us as this rain, some of it heavy at times, moves through. We have that thunderstorm moving into southwestern Wake County right now. You can see the lightning and some of that heavy rain now falling in Apex, US 1 through Apex, a messy commute there. Also 540 as you head up toward Morrisville, looking at some pretty nasty driving conditions. We're going to check in with the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Kelsey Coffey is on I-40 heading into South Durham. How's it looking, Kelsey?
Brian, you mentioned that it was going to be a messy, nasty commute, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Traffic has picked up a little bit within the last 30 minutes just because now we're getting into the thick of that morning commute, and we're expecting to see rain throughout the entire morning. Just checked in with the meteorologist team earlier this morning. 36 million across the country are at risk for severe storms today. That's this morning, the Storm Prediction Center. So we're not the only ones that are going to be experiencing this. Be sure to take it easy as you are out on your morning drive. Brian, folks really need to be careful out there this morning.
Slow down. Give yourself that extra time as you get out of the house this morning. Don't want to be speeding on those wet roads. Here's a live look at traffic. Thankfully, no crashes reported anywhere in the triangle right now. Our major routes are clear. I'll have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Today, counseling will be available for students at North Carolina Central University after a shooting on campus that prompted a lockdown last night. Campus authorities lifted that lockdown just before 12:30 this morning, and police cleared the scene just before 4:30 a.m. Nick Perlin is on campus this morning in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Nick, we've learned that one person was shot.
And Renee, police were investigating for nearly 6 hours at that residence hall behind me where this shooting happened, and finally left the scene just 2 hours ago at around 4:30. Now, I do want to show you this video. This will give you a better look at what we were seeing around 10 o'clock this late last night. You can see yellow crime scene tape blocking off this area around Lawson Street Residence Hall. Now, we're told this is where the shooting happened, like I said, at around 10:30 inside that residence hall, but police did not tell us if the person who was shot is a student at North Carolina Central University, and we're also not sure the condition of the person who was shot at this time. We do know that person was taken to Duke Hospital. Now, students who live near Lawson Residence Hall tell WRAL they received a phone call from the university about the shooting, putting them on alert, and this was one student's reaction hearing about this situation so close to where she lives.
I never thought this would happen, and it's very nerve-wracking because coming from a place where this didn't, like, you heard about it, never really happened, and now it's actually happening, you don't know what to think.
Police say a criminal investigation is underway right now, and also as of right now, police are telling us there's no threat to the campus at this time. Reporting live at North Carolina Central University, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Breaking news we're following out of Fayetteville. Firefighters there are working to figure out what caused the fire that damaged a building. This happened just before 11:30 last night on Diamond Road near Quartz Drive. Video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows the damage to the front of that building. Crews were not able to go into the building to investigate because of structural issues after the fire. No one was hurt.
Today is the deadline for St. Augustine's University students to move off campus. All St. Aug classes went remote on Monday. This comes as the university struggles to pay off debts and fights for its accreditation. Some alum organizations and support groups are demanding the resignation of the Board of Trustees.
Today, fans will gather at NC State to help send off the Wolfpack to the men's Final Four. They're trying to do this in style, with the team leaving today for Glendale, Arizona, trying to keep their magical postseason run going. Hopefully the rain doesn't spoil the parade here. WRAL's Laura Levine is on campus this morning. A lot of excitement around the Wolfpack Nation this week, Laura.
Absolutely. Good morning, Jeff. You know, I didn't realize that NC State fans were also Lil Wayne fans. I love hearing them say, "Go DJ, that's my DJ." We know the team's going to be meeting here around 12:30, and fans are invited to attend Adele's Basketball Center here as they send them off. Take a look at some of this video where you can see a long line. I'm talking about hundreds of people lined up to celebrate the team at Applebee's, and more specifically, the two DJs, of course, the star basketball players here were at Applebee's near the Triangle Town Center, DJ Burns and DJ Horn. Fans lined up for pictures and autographs and turned the restaurant into a sea of red and white. Here's what's really been exciting for these star players too this year. The Wolfpack's run to the Final Four and their amazing play and outgoing personalities have earned them a slew of NIL deals. Lamar Horn, DJ Horn's father, says the NIL deals have taught his son the value of making smart financial decisions.
NIL, I love it. It's here to stay. It's making college basketball, college athletics as a whole very interesting.
And we know that that money is very life-changing for these men. But overall, a lot of excitement here in Raleigh. Those fans are invited to come here at 12:15. That's when they're telling them to come at 12:15 before the team heads out to Phoenix to play Purdue on Saturday. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We are live in Raleigh.
We'll be right with them. WRAL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter are traveling to Arizona. They'll have live coverage of the Final Four starting today. And join us tomorrow night for Wolfpack Pride. Why not us? We'll have live reports, in-depth analysis, and how this moment has the Triangle rallying around the pack. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll check in with WRAL's Brett Neese in Cleveland with the Wolfpack women.
The Dreamville Festival is this weekend. Final preparations are happening right now in Dix Park, as you can see. Today, kickoff events for the festival get started in downtown Raleigh. This includes your first chance to get official Dreamville 2024 merchandise. A Dreamville pop-up shop is opening on Southwest Street today. It will be open from noon to 7 each day through Friday. The city announced yesterday that last year's festival had a direct financial impact of more than $145 million for Wake County. They're expecting that number to be higher this year.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is calling on you to give blood to help save a life. There will be a blood drive today from 10 until 3 at the Public Safety Center. That's on South Salisbury Street in downtown Raleigh. You can sign up on the Red Cross's website and use the code WCSO. NC State's women are now in Cleveland, where they have a date with top-seeded South Carolina. Why the team is calling itself Final Four Party Crashers.
And achieving work-life balance by legally disconnecting after hours. We'll tell you about a new bill in California that's part of a worldwide trend.
And I'm tracking a thunderstorm cell that's moving into Wake County, stretching from Durham down to Fuquay Varina. We'll talk about how heavy that rain will be and where else we'll see strong thunderstorms developing.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Tracking the strong line of thunderstorms, the severe weather. We've had several tornadoes, especially near Macon, Georgia. There was a confirmed tornado. Of course, all that is to our south right now, but we are starting to see the activity intensifying across our viewing area now. Let's zoom in right here in the triangle. We have this band of heavy rain associated with some thunder and lightning. We have another cell that's down to the south starting to lift northward as well. So starting to see, again, some of these thunderstorms moving through between Durham and Raleigh, Garner, all that lifting off to the north and east. And this will be just the beginning of the scattered thunderstorms that we end up seeing through the morning. Later this afternoon, there's a better chance that some of these could become severe. We're going to walk you through the timeline on Futurecast and talk about our severe weather threats throughout the day. Brian, of course, here also taking a close look at what's happening on the roads. It's a messy commute out there.
Sure is. Take a look at this live picture on the east side of Raleigh. This is 440 out of the I-87 interchange, and you can see all of that spray getting kicked up. And the wet pavement, you need to give yourself extra time as you're getting ready this morning so you're not in a hurry on those wet roads. Take a look at our live traffic sensors. The good news right now is we have no crashes reported anywhere in the triangle. But you can see some slowdown showing up here on the southbound side of 885 where it merges into I-40 around Morrisville. Also in the west part of Raleigh on the Beltline, some slowdowns. All of this is because of the rain slowing people down. So again, give yourself some extra time. Another update in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Brian. NC State women's basketball is in Cleveland preparing for their Final Four game against the top overall seed, South Carolina. The team got in ahead of their Friday game last night. Got to Cleveland's hotel there about 7:30 or so. Hours before that, though, the fans here in Raleigh gave them a grand send-off. Members of the marching band and cheerleading squad are also in Cleveland with the team. Wolfpack women have a full day ahead of them, including practice for the Final Four opener Friday night. WRAL's Brett Neese is in Cleveland with the team. He'll have live reports all throughout the week right here on WRAL.
These days, it seems our smartphones keep us connected to all aspects of our lives, including work. A lawmaker in California is proposing a bill to allow employees to ignore after-hours calls or text messages to create a better work-life balance. WRAL's Ken Smith is here now with a look at this growing trend worldwide, Ken.
You know, Renee, so often we'll leave work physically, but because of these smartphones and other devices, employees can call or text with some work-related issue after hours. Well, this bill in California will be the first of its kind in the U.S. that would penalize businesses for infringing on employees' off time. This is a concept that's catching on worldwide. France implemented a right to disconnect policy back in 2017. Several countries followed suit, including California. Well, this bill in California will likely get some pushback, particularly from tech companies already working in a competitive global landscape.
Why introduce this bill?
You shouldn't, just because you have a smartphone, be expected to work 24/7 without consenting to that. Let's make sure that there's some time for people to be able to disconnect.
Well, if this bill passes, Hanley says it would be enforced by California's Labor Department. Now, after a report and subsequent investigation, employers could face fines starting at $100 for each violation. Coming up on today, right after our morning news, Emily Aketa takes a closer look at how such a law could play out in the workplace. You know, right? It's like we're all stay connected, right?
Yeah, and a lot of businesses are 24/7 like ours. It's unfortunate that's gotten to this point that something like this needs to be legislated. I feel like, you know, employers need to reach you at times in certain situations, and sometimes you have to set boundaries. That said, Ken, our bosses are watching right now, and if they call or text, we'll get back to you. We promise.
Right there with you, sister.
All right, busy this morning, guys. Take a look at this. Powerful winds knocked over several semi-trucks on an interstate in southern Indiana. Three of those tractor trailers were turned on their sides as storms moved through that area yesterday. The mayor there said another semi rolled over as well, not too far from those three. He said one person was trapped under that truck, but that person is okay. So we've got to be weather aware today. This is a WRL weather alert day for us. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Lots going on today to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. We have this powerful line of thunderstorms that's cruising across the deep south, mostly South Carolina and Georgia. We had a confirmed tornado near Macon, Georgia, just a couple of hours ago. And this line is ongoing with another tornado warning just south and east of Macon. And of course, the yellow boxes are where we have severe thunderstorm warnings. That red shaded area is a tornado watch. So lots of activity, at least down to our south. But the northern end of this is pushing on up into our area right now. The rain's becoming heavier in some places, and we have the potential to see some strong to severe thunderstorms, possibly this morning, with a little better chance later this afternoon. This is a look at the last 2 days of storm reports. Since April 1st, there were some tornadoes out here a couple of days ago in Oklahoma. Yesterday, we had tornadoes doing a lot of damage across some parts of the Ohio Valley down into Kentucky and across the deep south as well. So 14 reports of tornado damage, wind damage reports at 184 and 87 reports of large hail. We could see any of that in our viewing area either this morning or later this afternoon. 36 million people, including all of our part of North Carolina, at risk for those severe storms today. It's a level 2 risk. Severe storms are possible until 4 o'clock. The main window for those severe storms would be mid to late morning up until around 4 o'clock. Again, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and certainly wind damage. A possibility the entire viewing area is under that level 2 risk for today. Here's what's happening right now. Live dual Doppler 5000 radar. We have steady rain that's moved in across most of the viewing area. This is going to be with us for several hours. It's going to make for a very messy commute. Make sure you check back in with us right before you head out the door. Brian will show you if there are any backups on the roads. We do have a cell that's moving right through Raleigh right now, right through inside the Beltline, down toward Garner and Clayton, and stretching up toward Wake Forest, toward the I-540 Beltline. We're looking at some lightning with that and some steady to heavy rain, but nothing severe right now. We have another cell that was moving up toward Fayetteville, just some steady to heavy rain. Nothing terribly organized there right now. Here's a look at futurecast between 7 and 8 o'clock. We're looking at continued heavy rain. We may get a little break late in the morning, and then after that, we start to see the thunderstorms firing up, and here's where we'll have a better chance of severe storms. That's 2 o'clock, there's 3 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock. Finally, all of that moves out, and the rest of the evening should begin to clear out. Our rainfall totals will vary depending on where the cells set up, but anywhere from a quarter of an inch to an inch of rain across our area. It does all move out tonight, and that leaves the rest of the week and the weekend dry but chilly. 62 for Dreamville Festival on Saturday, 66 on Sunday. We're going to see some cold mornings too, 37 on Saturday morning and 38 on Sunday morning. So big pattern change comes in after this system. Brian, I know it's gotten pretty messy out there on the roads.
Sure has. We're seeing some of that heavier rain now falling over Raleigh as we take a look at that live dual Doppler 5000 radar. You can see that heavy rain falling over the northwestern side of Raleigh there. Also, that stretch of the belt line between Glenwood Avenue and Wade Avenue, seeing some pretty messy conditions on down toward Garner 401 and around the South Saunders Street interchange. Pretty yucky right now. We'll head out to between Raleigh and Durham there on I-40 and the WRL Breaking News Tracker with these live pictures. This is on 40 eastbound, heading back from the Miami Boulevard area toward 540. And you can see that the windshield wipers are going. Just a rough morning to be out there. As you head out, you need to give yourself plenty of extra time, slow down, and don't get into a hurry on those wet roads. Thankfully, right now, no crashes showing up anywhere in Wake, Durham, or Orange County, but we are seeing some backups there in some of those heavier cells with people naturally slowing down with those nasty driving conditions.
Brian, thanks. A rescue effort is happening today in Taiwan after the biggest earthquake there in 25 years. The effort to save people after the quake that rocked and toppled buildings.
This year's Women's Final Four could have more viewers than ever. The record-setting number of people who watched one Elite Eight game, that's coming up in What's Trending.
Before that UCLA game, that's how sick she was.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Could be a record number of eyes on NC State and other teams in the Women's Final Four this year.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Nielsen data shows that more than 12 million people tuned in to the Elite Eight game between Iowa and LSU, and that is the most ever for a women's college basketball game. And it was the most watched college basketball game on ESPN ever, men or women.
Yeah, that 12 million there. It peaked at 16 million viewers. That was the average, was 12 million. And this was the rematch from last year's national championship game, which was the previously most watched game. They had 10 million for that. So I think folks wanted to see how this was going to play out with that woman, Caitlin Clark, and Angel Reese. It was crazy.
Amazing.
It'd be great to see how many people are watching the women play, the Wolfpack women playing.
Yeah.
This would be pretty
be
cool.
Big.
Yeah. Travis Kelce. Bringing a music festival to Kansas City. Taylor Swift is not on the list of performers, though, so you don't have to make those plans, Swifties. Lil Wayne, Diplo, and 2 Chainz are among the headliners for Kelce Jam that is happening May 18th.
You may be wondering, wait, don't you think Travis would ask Taylor to perform at this music festival? Well, see, Taylor's a little busy. She has, you know, her tour in Sweden on that day, so she's already booked, but maybe next year.
Okay. She's going to be out of the country. She's not going to drop in on him. But will his brother be there? And will he keep his shirt on? That's the question. I don't know.
We'll tune see. In yeah. to find out. We'll
J. Cole, this is great. He's being celebrated in his hometown of Fayetteville. Just look at this. In time for Dreamville, a new mural downtown at Green and Person Streets. It's so lifelike. Mm-hmm. It incorporates images that the city is known for, like the 82nd Airborne. Artist Efren Andaluz is behind this piece, which, well, I mean, it looks like a postcard.
Yeah, incredible job.
Fans are invited to attend the send-off party for NC State's men's basketball team as they head to Phoenix to play Purdue in the Final Four.
And it's a messy morning. We have widespread rain showing up here on dual Doppler 5000 radar and a heavier cell moving right through Wake County. I'll walk you through the timeline for rain this morning and our chance for storms.
And the WRL Breaking News Tracker is out on the roads this morning ahead of your travels, giving us a look at these conditions. It's a live look at I-40 East heading into Raleigh. Brian Schrader will be right back after the break with a look at how this rain is affecting your morning commute.